Here's one, Matilda. No, everything.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to M&H Know Everything.
I'm Hazel.
And I'm Matilda, but you can just call us Hayes and Tills.
This season, we know everything about
Greek mythology.
Today, we're going to tell you about the underworld.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyway, guys, you might be wondering what happened last week. We thought we were being swallowed whole
by Gaia.
Actually, we were just both simultaneously hallucinating because our mum fed us Brussels sprouts and asparagus for dinner.
Our mums.
Today on M&H Know Everything, we're going to give you a tour of the underworld.
So what's the first stop in our tour?
The first stop is going to be the five main rivers of the underworld. What's one of the most popular rivers of the underworld?
The Lethe. It makes you lose your memory. If you touch its waters, you'll lose your short-term memory. And if you get in or drink from it, you'll lose all your memory.
You drink from the Lethe so you can go back and be reborn again.
What's the next river, Matilda?
Ooh, I'm not sure what its name is. It's like Pur, like the river of fire, like the Pur.
Yeah, I forget the name too.
And some people believe
it will heal you, but it also feels terrible.
Drinking acid. It feels like drinking acid, but it will heal you.
Or a chili shake.
Guys, it's actually called the River Phlegethon.
Yeah, there are two more called the Acheron and the
Cocytus,
but the main one is the Styx.
Most people call it the Styx because, I mean, that's the name. Or like the River Styx. You have to be ferried across it by the boatman Charon. Some people believe if you swim in the River Styx, then you'll become invincible. Not immortal, but invincible.
Okay. What do you think the River Styx looks like?
Ooh, the River Styx, I just think it's like, maybe like a, like black with like a reddish tinge with souls and like weird stuff floating around.
Yeah, you know? I basically imagine it as like basically it looks like Coke, like sewage that looks kind of like Coke, and then a head and a few legs and stuff and arms and a bunch of like wispy ghost things floating around in it, just screaming, "Help, get me out of here."
Yeah.
Next on our tour, we're gonna meet Cerberus.
You might know Cerberus from Hercules's 12th labor. You might know Cerberus because he's just a famous icon. Cerberus is a three-headed dog. / Hades' pet.
Cerberus is like making sure all the...
He guards the gates.
Yeah, he's like the security dog. Like you have the security guard and then you have the security dog. And he's like the giant dangerous security dog. So when souls enter the underworld, what do they have to do to get past Cerberus? They have to, go past him, right?
Yes. Because Cerberus is a dog, does he ever, like, play fetch with the bones on the ground? Or, like, another three heads of Cerberus? Do they have, like, three names? Or do you just call them all Cerberus? And are they, like,
brothers? Here's Cerberus! Here's Cerberus! Here's Cerberus! Maybe each head's got a dog name.
Oh, yeah. Like,
Woof Woof.
Yeah, Woof Woof, Bony and Shadow.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, Woof Woof, Bony and Shadow. Together, the three guys are called Cerberus. Next stop, the people that judge you when you come.
Like the ghost judge. So, the ghost judges are Tantalus.
No, Minus.
Yeah, Minus and Tantalus.
Really, Tantalus?
Yeah, Tantalus.
No, Tantalus was stuck in the river.
I thought it was Tantalus. Minos? And Minos,
and two other Greek kings that were sons of Zeus.
Their job in the underworld is to, like, they have to make sure that bad people don't get in as, like, good people. So, like, the people who are bad go to the fields of punishment and not Elysium. Elysium is, like, the underworld party bunker. Like you go there, like if you're
Disneyland and, like, your favourite restaurant.
Yeah, and, like, so, like, if you're a really good soul, you go there. If you're a medium soul, you go to Asphodel, which is really boring. And if you're a terrible soul,
well,
you go to the Fields of Punishment.
The Fields of Asphodel is basically just where you lose your memory and then you're a wispy soul that walks around doing absolutely nothing.
Better than
fun, right?
Yeah, it's better than the Fields of Punishment.
Speaking of the Fields of Punishment, that's our next stop.
Look, there's Sisyphus pushing his boulder up the hill.
Ooh, look, there's Tantalus doing a sneak attack upon an apple. This is gonna be funny.
Oh, he didn't get the apple.
Oh, look, the Furies, they're flying over our heads with their fiery whips.
Ow, someone just dropped a whip on me. Ow, that hurts.
I dropped that accidentally.
Let's get out of here. I do not want to be in the Fields of Punishment in case I get a whip dropped on me again.
Yeah.
And last stop, Elysium, where if you can try, to be reborn three times, and if you do that, you get to go to the Isles of the Blessed, which is the best part of Elysium.
It's like you have a giant mansion, your own island, everything is great, people love you.
You have a bunch of horses that you can ride on.
You have every puppy in the world, and you have, like, your dream servant, your dream mum,
your dream house,
your dream puppy. Everything. It's like Elysium times 100.
If you want to be reborn again, you have to drink from the Lethe to get rid of your memory because, like, you've done all your school and you're like, but I already know this, so now I have to learn it again.
Oh, I did fractions 200 years ago. Seriously.
I also did shapes and addition. This is so boring.
You know, have you ever had one of those incredibly smart kids in your class? And like, I don't know, I just already know all that stuff. They might be people that did really, really good in their last year and managed to not drink in the River Lethe and get reborn again. The reason you drink from the Lethe is so you can forget all your past lives and then go back. But I've always thought, is it like you totally forget it and you're like, wow, I lived a good life, and they're like, ding, 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 you get to go to the Isles of the Blessed. And you're like, what? Is that, like, something that allows you to remember your past lives? Like, if there was, like, someone you, like, your mum, and she also got to the Isles of the Blessed, wouldn't you want to remember her and see her?
Yeah, I think that would be annoying. You're like, look, that's that random person that I seem to recognise. Okay, time for the quick quiz. My question for you is, how did Hercules, in his labor to get Cerberus, actually, like, capture Cerberus?
Well, Hercules crossed the river and everything, and he decided to ask Hades because he had a couple other quests that he just had to ask for. So he decided to go up to Hades and tell Hades, I need your dog Cerberus. I promise I'll bring it back. And then he was like, oh, sure, totally. Go ahead. And then he picked up Cerberus and dragged him all the way to Kai King, what's his name? Because I totally forgot his name. Okay, Hazel, your turn. My question for you is, why didn't Orpheus get his wife back from the underworld?
Because Hades had told him that if he could get all the way up to the surface without looking back to see his wife, he would be able to keep her. But he looked back at the very last second. He didn't know if Hades was just messing with him. He could have been no one there, but his wife was there. And long story short, he did not get her back. And now the long story short, he became an oracle thing.
His head became an oracle.
Yeah. And then the rest of him became food for the fish.
And then he died again, and then his soul went to the underworld, and a bunch of other stuff happened. And
yeah. Yeah.
But that's another story.
That's the end of our tour, and that's the end of our show. Thanks to my mum for being our producer and editor.
And thanks to my mum and Hazel's dad for composing our little jingle. Bye, guys.
Oh, look, there's Woof Woof, Bony, and Shadow.
Come on. Come here, boy.
Come on. We have...
Whistle.
Come on. Ruff. Come here, boy.
Ruff, ruff.
We have your favorite bones of tortured souls for you.
Simultaneously.
Neither of us can say
it. How do you say it?
Simultaneously. I said it. Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
You both said it. Now say it together simultaneously.
Simultaneously. That's weird. Simultaneously. It's such a weird word.
That's going to be the blooper for sure.
Recording.
Yeah, I'm recording.
Oh. Wait, so you could like cut it off? It's like simultaneously, simultaneously, and it's like no, it's simultaneously, and I'm like, what? No, it's simultaneously.
It's simultaneously.
You can add the simultaneously. Just add all the bad simultaneouslys, and then just like
plenty
put it in there.
Plenty to work with.
Simultaneously. How do you say simultaneously?
The more you think about it, the harder it is to go.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Right. Simultaneously. You'll have to do a lot of editing.
That's all right.
Yeah.